Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
I walked in here this morning and Kaylee comes running in here. He's our audio producer, and I think he represents 50% of parents in America when he walks in here and he's like, hallelujah, my kids go back to school today.
Well, to be fair, he's got three and they're all very active in extracurricular activities.
Yes. I mean, so I did this Instagram poll a couple of days ago asking people, you know, were you stoked your kids are going back to school? Are you kind of bummed out about it? And it was pretty torn. It was like 50-50, but 50 are like, get them out. And 50 are like, oh, I just wish the summer was longer, which really made me feel like crap.
I mean, you do only get 16 summers with your kids.
Yeah, do you know that, Kristen?
Every time we do this, it's like one less. It started at 18, then it got to 17, and now all of a sudden, Abby, it's only 16.
The first two don't count.
Oh,
what's that, Ma?
It'll be 12 soon.
Oh, yeah, it'll be less than that. And we'll be like, oh, Jimmy's what, 2, 3? This is your last summer. All right, Abby, so you might be checking out Abby on TikTok these days, going a little bit viral, but maybe for all the wrong reasons?
Yeah, don't be surprised if you start scrolling and you see me and my bestie absolutely getting completely embarrassed in the middle of a small business market. So my best friend Virginia came down from Florida this weekend. And you know how it is when you've got people in town, you've got to figure out how to like fill 48 hours of entertainment. Because like heaven forbid we just sit on the couch and stare at each other. And so in our city, we have like this big outdoor shopping mall, right? Where you can walk around. There's like, there's restaurants. There's the Beltline. You can ride scooters down it. And so I took her out there for the day. We were having a great time. We were, you know, getting mimosas. We were checking out all the different like small businesses around. And we were at Pont City Market and we were walking around and this guy ends up approaching us and he had like this boombox with him, which is always a good sign, right? Like,
is he about to strip?
No, he was like, have you heard about our good Lord Savior Jesus Christ? And no. Oh, he was like, no. He was like, actually I'm a TikToker and I like produce my own music and I've been doing all these videos around Atlanta wanting to show girls my song. Would you be okay with me singing to you guys for the internet?
And did you ask for receipts? Like, can we get proof that, like, when you say a TikToker, does that mean you're on TikTok or do you actually have, like, a following on TikTok?
Well, this man was walking around with a boombox, so we weren't going to ask too many questions.
Okay.
We were like, seems legit. Uh-huh. And I'm kind of looking at her. I'm like, should we do it? What if? Okay, because, you know when sometimes they do those questions and they make it look stupid? They'll ask you a question and you know, you don't have the answer to it and you just look dumb for the internet. So I was kind of like, you know what, whatever, it'll take 3 seconds. Let's just do it. So he sets up like his whole production. This man has like a DSLR. He's got like a microphone. He's got his big boom box. And we think it's going to be like a 10-second thing. This man took like 5 minutes to set up. And then he's like, you know what, the lighting over here just really isn't great. And we're kind of like, okay. So then he moves us over to like this big small business market and he sets us up like right in the middle of it, like right in front of somebody's stand. And we're like, dude, can you really get away? Like, these people here are, like, trying to make their money. And he's like, no, the lighting's here perfect. It'll take 10 seconds. And we were like, okay. So we're standing there. And me and my friend Virginia are the two of the whitest, blondest girls you've ever seen. And we just look like we are trying to make this entire business market about us because we're standing right in the middle of it. We're like, we know exactly how this looks. But this man is desperate to try and, like, set up his little camera situation. So he sets it up. He stands in the middle, so it's me on one side, my best friend Virginia on the other, and this man with this boombox in the middle, and he's finally happy with the production setup. And then he turns on his music, he turns on his speaker, and now all of a sudden we are like blasting his song for all of Ponce City Market. We're sitting there like, okay. Then this man starts to sing. Was it great? Sure, it was good. You know,
good for a karaoke bar, but not good if this is what you're trying to do on TikTok and make some cash.
Yeah, not good when we're not trying to look cringeworthy in the middle of this very public setting. So then he starts singing, and we're like, okay, we're really nodding our head. We're like, good job, buddy. We want to get out of here. And then all of a sudden, this man starts to take his shirt off, and now it's gone from like a sweet, wholesome, like Justin Bieber performance to like full on Magic Mike. And now we're like very embarrassed because now we are like creating a scene. Everybody is staring at us. We're just kind of like, please get us out of here. Finally, some woman comes up and is like, y'all have to leave. Like, we're out here. This is our jobs. And you're here, like, you know, drawing the attention away from us.
Were you so thankful that they were kicking you out?
Oh, so thankful. I mean, we felt bad, but.
But I mean, why didn't you and Virginia just like walk away?
Well, we felt bad because we were trying to do him a favor because we said yes. And we felt like if we were like.
But once he took his shirt off, well, sorry, bud, all bets off.
Yeah.
You were not forthcoming about your whatever you were going to be doing. So it's time to bow out.
Sometimes you just feel it. Your shirt has to come off. I'll do it from time to time during the show.
For the
middle
record. Of the War of the Roses, when things go well, I just take my shirt off. Woo!
For the record, I've been here 12 years. That's never happened. Go ahead.
You promised him 10 seconds. That's all I would have gave him.
I know.
Yeah, right?
We gave him about 165,000 seconds. But thank God that person stepped in because we were ready to bounce.
Did the TikTok go viral at all?
Well, I actually...
Or was this a pre-warning just in case it does?
I went to go see if he posted it. And he posted somebody... He did it with a bunch of other girls, I guess. He posted their videos, but not ours.
You didn't even make the cut?
We didn't even make the cut.
Oh, dang.
No. I really was trying because I was like, you know what? He's out here grinding. I feel bad for this guy. Like, he really wants this song to go viral. He had the guts to come ask us, and I was trying to do him a solid because it takes a lot of guts to do this. But, yeah, it was very uncomfortable.
Well, if you believe in this man and his talents, then you should give his TikTok a shout-out.
I'm not going to do that.
She's not in it.
Mainly because I really hope nobody ever sees that video should it ever come to light.
The Burt Show.